Now time for our Frankfurt Locker Room chat here tonight on 92.1 KMZA. Brandon Tamman joined now by Wildcat football coach, that is Nick Anderson. Brought to you by Wanklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfurt, also Community Healthcare System as well. Coach, a couple of weeks ago, you take that loss on the road at Hanover. I'm sure your guys were itching to get back on the field last Friday night at home against Thunder Ridge, and you guys put a good performance together, winning 54-6. Just kind of an overall thought and takeaway from that game last week, your team bouncing back in a big way.
Yeah, I thought how we handled our business last week was better. Our preparation was better, and how we competed throughout the week was better. And I do think after watching film that we made improvements in that area. And so that is a, you know, that's a good step in the right direction for sure. And we were able to hit some big plays early, and defensively, besides one drive, we were really good and forced a couple turnovers. So, like you said, it was a good bounce back week for us, and hopefully we got things figured out and can continue moving in the correct direction.
Yeah, we talked a little bit last week. You talked about the preparation, how it was maybe not what you were wanting it to be, maybe, you know, prior to that Hanover game, but again, getting the next step in the right direction, but getting it back. But just starting fast, I mean, that's something you guys have been used to this season in your wins, 30 in the first quarter, 24 in the second quarter. I mean, is it kind of a planned script, you know, with how you guys put, you know, these early portions of the games together? Is it just simply, you know, just finding that success early?
Not really. You know, I try as a play caller to get as many guys involved early as possible. I think we play better when our skill guys all get a touch, you know, in the first couple drives, and they feel more involved in the game plan and things like that. Other than that, it's just kind of a feel and what my other coaches are seeing and telling me. But, you know, that's the main goal is, like I said, is just try to get guys involved early.
How often are you having to maybe adjust things on the fly? You talk about just the communication with your coaching staff throughout the course of the game. I mean, how often is it? Do you have to make certain adjustments maybe sooner rather than later?
Oh, you know, it just depends on the various opponents. You know, some teams, you got a pretty good idea what you're going to get, and then there's other teams that kind of throw a wrinkle at you from time to time. But, you know, we got a base system of how we go about, you know, calling our plays and things that we run. And we may, you know, tweak a blocking assignment here or there, or how we block something. But other than that, it's nothing too extravagant.
And then you give your, you know, obviously we've talked about Lane, we've talked about West, those guys putting up big numbers like they did last year, doing the same thing here. But when you get guys like Porter Colvin, Trent Harden, Carter Olson, we've talked about some of these other guys as well. But just getting contributions from multiple guys on both sides of the ball only going to benefit you down the road here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think all four of those skill guys scored for us last Friday, and that makes us really hard to guard, and it makes teams, you know, it makes it more difficult for teams to try to take one guy away. And, you know, really happy to see, you know, Porter and Trent getting in the end zone, because they've been grinding. It just sometimes, you know, the play calling just doesn't go their way, or we see something different. And so I was very happy with them getting in the end zone and getting some touches, because they're very skilled guys as well, that just don't get talked about as much as the other three.
We got a couple more minutes here with Frankfurt football coach Nick Anderson. The Wildcats back at home. They get Blue Valley Randolph this week in a district tilt TVL game as well. We'll talk about it after a quick timeout here on KMZA. Few more minutes here with Nick Anderson, the head coach over at Frankfurt. Locker room chat here tonight brought to you by Wanklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfurt, Community Healthcare System as well. After the big win at home, a non-district game last week against Thunder Ridge, going back home again, and now a TVL matchup, a district game. And coach, be lying to say if this wasn't an important game. These are two teams looking for that first district win, so the importance of this game pretty high on Friday night.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we've talked to our kids about, you know, this basically being a postseason game, and we view it as a must-win game. And, you know, we're fortunate to have that being played at home. But, you know, Blue Valley is a much-improved team. They're very athletic, and they got some skill guys that are as good as anybody in our league, and they're slowly getting better. And, you know, I told them they're probably the best Blue Valley team I've seen on film in the last 4 or 5 years. So we got to come out and take care of business and do things the correct way in order for us to be successful.
Yeah, and they started 3-0, and you know, but their last two games, they played Hanover last week. Of course, you've seen them, and then Axtell. Everybody has seen Axtell and has lost to Axtell for a number of years. But you know, even in that Axtell game, they put together some yards and were able to move the ball a little bit more consistently than what Axtell's been used to so far. But you mentioned the skill guys. Just what do they do offensively that can make it hard to kind of stop and adjust to?
Well, their best plays are off-script plays, you know, plays that are broken down, plays where the quarterback's getting out of the pocket. And, you know, they get their most yards off those type of plays. They make you cover for, you know, 5, 6, 7 seconds on the back end, and they've had success getting guys, you know, deeper than the defense and things like that. And the quarterback, the Brockman kid, is probably as elusive as any quarterback we've seen up to this point in time, and he runs around and creates for a very long time. So that part of it is very difficult because it's hard to prepare for. You can't, it's hard to get a JV team to, you know, to give you that type of look. And so we've got to be very good at keeping him in the pocket and taking him down when we have the opportunity.
So when you have your scout team together and you're practicing and you're just kind of going through some things, are you telling your scout team quarterback to go off script, just trying the best you can to make it as somewhat accurate as possible?
Well, right now I'm our scout team quarterback, so yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I'm running around with my head cut off, and when our, you know, D lineman touched me, I said, let me go, you know, and I'll keep running around for 3 or 4 more seconds and just throw the ball up, because that's really what we're going to see, and that's what they excel at and they've had success with.
Finally, Coach, just a few keys and expectations for this one at home against the Rams on Friday.
We got to get off to a, you know, I said it many times, we got to get off to a good start. This is a team we don't want to allow to get much confidence early. You know, that Hanover game last week was a little deceiving because they played with Hanover for a good part of that first half, and it was much closer than the score indicated early. And so we want to get off to a good start and, like I said, take care of any confidence that they may have coming in.
Week 6 matchup for Frankfort at home against Blue Valley Randolph, TVL district game, an important district game. Both teams looking for that first win here in district play again as we're down to the final few weeks here in the regular season. That's Nick Anderson, Frankfort football coach. As always, we appreciate it. Good luck Friday. We'll do it again next week.
All right. Thank you.